As we continue our COVID-19 arts conversations, we check in with Megan DeWint. She is with the Crooked Tree Arts Center in Petoskey, site coordinator for that location. Megan, first of all, thanks for joining us. We hope that today, as we catch up, we find you well.
Absolutely, and thanks for connecting. We're hanging on here in Petoskey, and really actually excited about some of the things we've been able to do during the stay-at-home order.
Before we get to some of the good news of all this, when did we kind of see the turn there? This is sort of the timetable we set with each of these conversations in regards to when, as orders were rolled out and precautions started to be taken, when did it impact all of you and kind of how did things slow down and then close there in Petoskey?
Sure. Really, that March 23rd stay-at-home order is what sent the bulk of our staff home for good. Actually, yeah, March 23rd. We were working from the office, though our kids, many of whom have children, had already been directed to stay at home. But the real switch took place in March.
And you mentioned the things that you've been able to do. How much of that, for lack of a better term, I guess, planning or infrastructure or capability did you sort of have in place? Anything like this ever, certainly not at this level, but was there anything that you had done kind of in an online setting before that made any of the changeover a little bit easier to do?
Sure. We had not, though it had been a goal of ours to implement some of this, for instance, doing virtual stream of our lecture series. We'd been talking about it and frankly hadn't found the time to get there. And so this did force us to develop new ways of doing things and have since had two successful Coffee at 10 lectures in this format and actually using Zoom webinars for that. As far as attendance, you know, this is generally, or at least March and April, are quiet times in northern Michigan. Many people travel south. And given that, we've been amazed at the attendance at the Coffee at 10 lectures via a live stream or webinar, because you can access them whether you're in Florida or California. So we've had more attendees than we likely would have had if they were in person, which is why, knowing now that we can do this, we see extending it beyond the stay-at-home order as a service that we can provide. And if you're anywhere across the country or the world, for that matter, you can join in and be a part of our connection.
What about the gallery space itself there at Crooked Tree in terms of what was in place, set to premiere, was waiting for its debut and opening reception and so forth? Where did you find yourself in the timeline there, and how has that been affected?
So in the Traverse City location, our first annual Artist Guild member salon show was already hanging, and it was set down, I believe, within that week. It is still hanging on the walls, and we've had to do some minor delivering, and in fact, actually had some art sales where we've had people call and say, I was in the gallery, I couldn't stop thinking about that piece, how can I buy it, even under the stay-at-home order? So that's been exciting for everyone, that people are still thinking about how they can support artists. And in our Traverse City location, we were about to open our juried photography show. And this we were able to quickly transform into a digital exhibit for many reasons. Photography is more quickly converted to a digital format because of the digital files that existed already. So that we immediately moved to an online virtual exhibit and have been able to share that across the board. The next exhibit that we are planning was our youth art show, which was a huge loss for not being able to celebrate the artists and our young artists in Charlevoix and Emmett counties. So we are opening that exhibit with the goal of opening it June, I believe we're setting it early June. So teachers now have time to gather that artwork and photograph it so that we will have a virtual experience here and we can still celebrate these young artists. One of the other things that we found through all of this with a location in Petoskey and one in Traverse City is when we're virtual, it's not site specific. So we found a way to really bring our organization even more together to extend beyond our building walls, which has been really exciting to do. Like I said, the photography show doesn't matter. You can see it anywhere, whether it's in Petoskey or Traverse City, because it's virtual.
Megan DeWitt is the site coordinator for Crooked Tree Arts Center in Petoskey. And Megan, we've spoken with some of your affiliate arts organizations across our listening area in central and northern Michigan, and some have talked about issues with exhibits that are traveling exhibits. Now, it sounds like most of what you've referred to so far is has been things contained within the community. Is there anything that was there or is scheduled to come from anywhere else that could be impacted by now everyone being backlogged because of this extended shutdown?
Right. Our summer plan for the exhibit has been postponed, and we're rethinking because of exactly that. How do we get that artwork? And what if we can't be open in the way that we expected to? And the extent of the planning for a major exhibit like that, we feel it would be best served for our community to be able to see it in person in the way that it, in its original form. So we have rethought our entire exhibit calendar for the year and the next year, and how we can rework some of these exhibits that we thought were important enough to select in our calendar should be postponed. And so this summer we will be hanging our Dark for Art, our largest fundraiser's donated artwork, as the exhibit until we host our virtual fundraiser, which generally would happen in mid-July, and in this case is happening in August. So we're just, like I said, rethinking everything we're doing, at least in fall.
Do you think, and you talked about the Coffee at 10 lectures and some other things that actually you were pleasantly surprised at how the online, the virtual experience turned out in an even more positive way than you would have hoped. And you also referred to the thoughts being given to how you might approach some of your presentations and your work there at Crooked Tree in a virtual way. It just hadn't come about until kind of being forced to. As you begin to look beyond this, are there other things that are being talked about? Because certainly you want to, as often as possible, bring people back in to the gathering space. But will there be certain things that might stay virtual? Or have you thought of other things as this sort of germinated other ideas of, well, we found that this could work. We've never done X before, but maybe it will work if we do it virtual. Kind of almost a positive domino effect, as it were.
Absolutely. And it is part of all of our planning moving forward. And we'll, in fact, we're now, how can we seek funding to help us support this in a broader with education? This is our next step. You know, we hadn't discussed it yet with you, but one of our most successful programs has been our School of Ballet. They have used Zoom to hold live stream classes since the second week of the stay-at-home order. And our dancers, we've had more than 220 dancers check in each week to take these classes, with 50-some-odd classes pre-recorded each week, and then these live classes of over 20 every week. It's a way to keep the dancers connected, keep them in shape and in form, and also give them a strategy for every day with a schedule. And we've just found it to be so useful that we want to continue to have that ability, that maybe not necessarily the live stream, but now we've collected the library of pre-recorded instruction. How cool is that to be able to access that? And it's something we're working now moving forward, a little different in visual arts, where harder to see and camera angles will be important, but we're trying to develop the how to teach a painting class online and so forth. And then the idea that we'll now own this content to use for other things is it's creating this whole new, wow, what else can we do with it? How creative can we be? And, you know, with a staff of creative thinkers, it's just really exciting. Like you said, I feel like it's just going to change the future of what we do, knowing that in-person connection is still what drives us.
Yeah, and that'll certainly be the goal to, we all hope, sooner rather than later, to get people to have that experience of coming together for all forms of art for organizations and within organizations like yours there at Crooked Tree. But like all of the organizations we've spoken with, Megan, you're certainly making the best out of a situation no one could have anticipated. We hope that all of the work continues in a positive way, that any challenges between now and all the reopening will continue to be met, and continue to stay home, stay safe, and stay creative. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, and to all the best for good health for you and everyone affiliated with the Crooked Tree family. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, David.